Dante is the great 14th century poet who begins his masterwork, The Divine Comedy, with a tour of hell. He must go down first before he can ascend to the heavenly realm, because he has to become awakened to the true horror of sin, to be scared straight, as it were. The sign over the gate to hell reads, "Abandon all hope, you who enter here." And as Dante witnesses the horrible existence of the damned, his guide tells him that this is the place for those who have lost the good of intellect. The human power of reason, of understanding, which those who are damned had, they have become unable to use. And it terrifies Dante to be there, but his guide has to keep reminding him that he is not one of them, because he is still aware of the salvation being offered to him. I suggest that today's particular psalm passage is well worth our spending much time in prayerful reflection, as it compares the false objects of worship, which those of the damned experience, with the true worship of God. Our God does whatever he pleases. There is no limit to what God can do, because he is the one who sets the limits of nature. The gods of Israel had gradually come to depend, that Israel had come to depend on, were made out of the most precious things in the natural world, out of silver and gold, but useless to save them from damnation. As I go through the list, you might think of some of the ways that we have created gods without power to save us, but which will only lead to our destruction. They have mouths, but they do not speak. We might look at money. We say money talks, but it tells us nothing about love and compassion. Money as an idol promotes greed and self-interest. They have eyes, but they do not see. We have the expression blind rage. How many today are enraged but acting out in the wrong way? They have ears, but they do not hear. As family values are ignored or shouted down, the voice of God becomes almost impossible to hear. They have hands, but they do not feel. And they have feet, but they do not walk. In the world, it is not fashionable to consider the coronavirus as a chastisement from God, a call back to God. Yet we have taken away from us the value of touch by which Jesus healed. They have feet, but they do not walk. During the lockdown, we were forcibly kept in our homes. We can't even care for sick loved ones sometimes. But Jesus, it says, went to the towns and the villages, healing the sick. He walked to those places to heal them. Finally, the psalmist repeats a key element of the idols. They make no sound in their throats. But Jesus went to towns and villages proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God. And then the psalmist makes two declarations. The ones who make those idols will become like them, but also so will those who trust in them. Hosea the prophet also warned Israel about turning to idols of silver and gold, leading them to their own destruction. He says, just pointing out two of his points, they have lost their innocence. How like our time, when we expose our precious children to violence and sexuality during their God-given time of innocence. Hosea also says they have ignored the law God gave them, the Ten Commandments of love for God and neighbor. We know that the prophets are hard to hear. They were hard to hear in those days, and they still are for us. They sound so negative, don't they? But this is about a God of love, telling us that we are on a destructive path and inviting us to return to him, the true God. If God is not first, if God is not our true object of worship, then nothing is in its right place. At the sight of the crowd, it says, Jesus had compassion because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. This is the true purpose of sight. Jesus shows us the true purpose of sight, to see the needs of others. Idols cannot do this. When the demon was cast out by Jesus, the one who had been mute spoke. The demon keeps the man from being able to speak. Obviously, the same as what happens with the worship of idols. But Jesus, the Word of God, went about proclaiming the good news of the kingdom. When he spoke on earth, the good news of the kingdom was proclaimed, and every disease and illness was cured. Today's passages are God's holy word being spoken to us today. They describe the loss of the natural senses to perceive, to understand the result of sin, of a radical turning from God. It happened in ancient Israel, it happened in Jesus' day, and it happens in the church and in the world today. Today, let us not be a people who have lost the good of our spiritual senses. While the capacity of our intellects has truly been darkened by our tendency to make idols, let us instead trust in the Lord. For our help is in the Lord. Let each of us root out our idols and destroy them. While we wear a mask to protect us from physical illness, let our God and Savior be our help and our shield. Let us use our eyes today to see Jesus in our lives and in the world. Let us hear him proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God. Let us use the gift of touch for compassion. Let us walk in the ways of our Lord and true God.